The Secret Life of Sitters. Sexy Stories of Innocence Lost. By Lexi Wood and Giselle Renald. Read by Giselle Renald. Falling for the Fertile Sitter. By Lexi Wood. Read by Giselle Renald. It was my wife's idea to bring the girl along. How's that for irony? You always expect the woman you marry to be good with kids if she wants them, and my wife sure as hell did. We hadn't been married 6 months when she begged me to knock her up. I wasn't so sure at first. I'd seen a few of my buddies step into the whole fatherhood role, and I'll tell you right now, it changed them. Changed me, too. I'm glad to say, despite the crying and being tired all the time and endless piles of laundry, I wouldn't trade fatherhood for the world. I'm not sure Laura would say the same about motherhood. I suspect if she had to choose between her job and her kids, she'd live at the office. Not me. My desk is littered with pictures of the critters. No matter how bad things are at work, I always look forward to coming home, to that tight squeeze hello, and trying to kick off my shoes with the little ones wrapped around my legs. And then Jessica steps out of the kitchen, with a tea towel over her shoulder and a genuine smile on her face, and she asks, "How was your day?" Do you want to know how often Laura asks me about my day? Never. I can't remember the last time she didn't slink in around 9 at night and instantly start complaining about her assistant who can never get anything right, and she might as well do everything herself. She ends up redoing it all after hours. Now, I don't want to be one of those guys who complains about the lack of sex in his marriage, but I'll tell you flat out, it doesn't happen very often. And even when it does, Laura doesn't seem particularly into it. If I'm totally honest, I'm not 100% into it either. Not like before. It's no fun fucking a woman who just seems bored, who wants to watch TV. You want her to want you. If she opens her legs and says, "Go for it," but meanwhile she's painting her nails or reading a magazine, not exactly a turn-on. Even though Laura has always been distant with the children, I was truly shocked when she proposed a family vacation without them. "They love Jessica," Laura said to me. "They'll be more than happy to stay home with her." I fought back. They spend every day with Jessica. Besides, what's the point of a family vacation without the kids? I'll come clean with you here. If she'd put on her bedroom eyes and said something about a husband and wife reconnecting, my resolve might have weakened. But that's not how it went down. She just flopped on the couch and growled. "I just want to enjoy my time off. How can I enjoy my vacation with those sticky paws reaching for me all the time?" If I had to choose the moment when I consciously fell out of love with my wife, I'd pick that one. Laura agreed to let the kids come along if we got them a separate suite at the resort, and if Jessica came along to watch them while we enjoyed grown-up dinners at the on-site restaurants. I never thought Jessica would go for it. A young girl like that? She wasn't yet 20. Why would she agree to stay in a hotel room, granted a two-room suite, with someone else's kids? But she seemed very happy when I told her. She jumped up and down and clapped her hands, and the tea towel slipped off her shoulder. And when she bent to pick it up, her top hung low enough that I could see she wasn't wearing a bra. She had tiny breasts. Blink and you'd miss 'em. But these incredible nipples, darker than Laura's for sure. But Jessica was darker than Laura in every regard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?